emotional prisoner release by Israel was greeted with celebration by Palestinians today, trepidation by Israelis. This is a difficult decision we have made with a heavy heart, says Israel's defense minister Moshe Yaalon. 26 Palestinian prisoners today held by Israel for years received hero's welcomes in the West Bank and Gaza. In total, 104 prisoners are due to be released as part of a deal brokered by Secretary of State John Kerry. Joining us now is Deanna Bhutu, a Palestinian human rights attorney. She joins us from Ramallah in the West Bank. Deanna, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So I gather you support this prisoner release. Is a hero's welcome an appropriate response to this release, do you think?
Absolutely. These are people who have been languishing in prison now. Many of them were supposed to have been released 20 years ago. Some of them were supposed to have been released 14 years ago. And the fact that they've been held up for all of these years, the fact they haven't been released, simply demonstrates the fact that the Palestinians continue to hold firm and continue to hold fast and continue to demand the rights and demand that they be treated as equals.
What about the expression of goodwill by the Israelis here that this prisoner release at least may represent? Does it give momentum to possible talks to get peace discussions going?
I don't think so. I think it's important to put this in perspective. Right now, there are over 5,000 additional Palestinians who are in Israeli prisons, including over 130 of them who are being held without charge and without trial in what is called administrative detention. If the Israelis really want to demonstrate that they're serious about moving forward, then they would be releasing these people. They would be stopping settlement construction. They would be sending all of the signals to demonstrate that they don't just want to keep Palestinians in prison, but the Palestinian society as a whole under Israeli military rule and under Israeli prison. So while the 26th, it's important that these people are being released. Unfortunately, it's coming at a very, very, very late stage in the game.
But Deanna Bhutu, it does appear that on both sides, there's just limited interest in doing anything that's going to be a breakthrough here. And I think that's frustrating for anyone, John Kerry included, who might want to broker things.
I agree, John, and I think that if we are really serious, and if Secretary Kerry is very serious about pushing peace and wanting peace, then he will know very well that the time is now to put an end to Israel's settlement activity, scale back the settlements completely, and to give the Palestinians the dignity, the respect, and the freedom that they deserve.
Couldn't you make that argument, though, to Palestinian leaders as well, that with unrest in Egypt and the war going on in Syria, that there's really an opportunity and an urgency to try and resolve this independent of the international community?
I don't think that that's possible. I think that what's going on regionally actually does send the signal that it's very important, very pressing, that this occupation end completely. I mean, this is a reason to move forward and to end the occupation, not a reason to continue the occupation. So I think, if anything, what's going around the region should be prompting the Israelis to say, you know what, it's time that we actually end this military rule. It's time that we let the Palestinians live in the freedom that they deserve, because otherwise this is going to continue to have a spillover effect in all of the countries in the Middle East.
A release of 26 prisoners, an emotional step, but a small step in the view of Deanna Bhutu, Palestinian human rights attorney, speaking to us from Ramallah. Deanna, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, anticipating political heat over the prisoner deal, called it one of the toughest decisions he's ever made as Prime Minister. Quote, "This decision is a necessity given the reality in which we live." Meanwhile, the political rhetoric from the conservative Jewish Home Party is far from conciliatory. Releasing terrorists is immoral, weakens Israel, and endangers Israeli citizens. That group had tried to block the Kerry prisoner release deal in the Knesset, but failed.